From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Education is beginning to move front and center in the race for Florida governor. Incumbent Rick Scott is on what he calls his college affordability tour this week, talking about his opposition to proposed tuition increases among state universities. And he's going on the offensive, saying his likely challenger, Charlie Crist, raised college tuition back when he was governor. WUSF's Craig Kopp ran that claim by Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida.
A new Scott TV commercial on college tuition is hard to escape these days.
Charlie Crist allowed college tuition to increase up to 15% every year. Crist says it was the right thing to do at the time.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida is here to school us on college tuition. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Craig.
Josh, did Charlie Crist raise tuition up to 15% every year he was in office?
Well, PolitiFact Florida rated this mostly true. And what they're talking about here, the Scott campaign, is specifically the idea of tuition differential. And if you remember back when Charlie Crist was governor, that was a plan to allow the university system's board of governors to increase tuition in addition to whatever the legislature had voted for. And so what happened was in 2009, when this plan was put in place, the Board of Governors voted for a 7% increase after the legislature had voted for an 8% increase, and that is a total of 15%. Now, it had gone up 5% 2 years before that and 6% the year before that, but this 15%, it started going on in 2009 and 2010. And 2011. And who was governor in 2011? Well, Rick Scott was governor in 2011. And then in 2012, the legislature, under pressure from Scott, didn't vote for an increase. 2013, Scott vetoed a 3% increase and so forth and so on. And that's the way it is. But as far as this claim is concerned, mostly true.
Now, mostly true, not completely true. How does it end up mostly true? Is it because the Board of Governors had a role in raising these tuition rates?
Yes, because the governor cannot veto what the Board of Governors said. He could veto what the legislature did, but not the Board of Governors, even though he could influence that vote. And none of this matters because with the new in-state tuition bill for the children of illegal immigrants, the tuition differential plan has been scrapped altogether.
Josh, Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio taking a lot of heat for his comments on climate change of late, saying that he doesn't buy the science that blames humans for it. And on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox recently, Rubio said,
despite 17 years of dramatic increases in carbon production, surface temperatures in the Earth have stabilized.
That's not what we've been hearing from scientists, Josh, that surface temperatures have stabilized. I thought things were heating up. Is Marco Rubio right that surface temperatures have stabilized?
Well, PolitiFact ruled this one mostly false. The word stabilized is drawing a lot of criticism from the experts that we talked to. What Rubio is looking at is data that started in 1998 that showed that, yes, there was a dramatic increase in surface temperatures, but they kind of leveled off starting then about 16 years ago. He says 17. It's somewhere in that neighborhood. The problem, the scientists that we spoke to with said, well, there may be a lot of reasons for this. Anyone who's been watching Cosmos with Neil deGrasse Tyson knows that a lot of that heat is going into the oceans. Then this is not a closed system. All that energy is going to come back in. So almost to a person, scientists told us that, well, this is more of a pause. It hasn't stabilized. Stabilized means that it's, you know, we've reached a stopping point. Most scientists seem to think that eventually temperatures are going to start to increase again. So we called it mostly false.
That was PolitiFact Florida's Josh Gillen chatting with WUSF's Craig Kopp. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.